I went to Nottingham because it was a good university with a good physics department and a lovely campus. And it also had some reputation for having good sports facilities, which I was interested in at the time. So, yes, and I had a very good time there. When I came to my third year, they had this open day and all the research groups were opening their labs. And, of course, I went round to see Mansfield's lab and was absolutely fascinated by this crude map of a finger. It was the crudest thing you could imagine. I mean, but just the concept of using physics to get an image from biological tissue was so interesting that, and I couldn't believe that nobody else was interested in doing a PhD with this chap. So I just took it with both hands, you know. And Peter said, "I'll take you as long as you get a first class honours." And so that's what I did. I started in 1977. And the PhD was going to be about high-speed imaging and also T1 mapping at the time. But the high-speed imaging part I found by far the more interesting. And obviously, it was using the echoplanar imaging sequence that Peter had come up with a year or two earlier. I think it was extremely exciting. I think we all my colleagues recognised that they were in on the ground story of a very big event. And I think I always remember that we had tea and we had coffee and often lunch together, and we were continually talking about the field, about the you know, almost inventing sometimes new terminology to understand it. And it was very intense. And I always remember Peter Mansfield didn't take many holidays. But when he did, he'd always get a phone call in the middle of the week of, "What's going on this week? You know, what are you doing?" And so he couldn't keep away from it himself. You know, it was a lovely time. The Royal Society meeting was really one of the first ones which generated a huge amount of excitement. And actually, the big story there, I felt, was the work coming out of the Hammersmith group. Because Professor Ian Young was there, and they generated these marvellous brain images, which they showed at the Royal Society. In the meantime, Bill Moore started producing his excellent images, and the subject took off.